Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Now, what we're going to talk about is why you do what you do. To be successful, why you want to be successful, and what's the most important part of being successful long-term for yourself. One of the things, if you want to build confidence, that's a really good tip. And I'm not going to go into a ton of detail. If you want some information about this, please email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I will set you up with some information, some strategies. I'll even show you what I have for this. But what you want to do and what I focus on is I call it a progress scrapbook. And I actually will put these together and then print them up because it helps me remember the things that I have. So when I'm facing that, or even when rejection happens, you ask for that sale and it doesn't happen. It's like, wait a second, was that me? Was it them? Wait, I know I can do things like, and this is examples of what I've done. So imagine a scrapbook, imagine all these memories that you have, but it's about your progress to help you build up the confidence in your mind. And really the enemy that we are focused on is not the sales, it's not the phone, it's that fear part of your brain that wants to keep you safe, that wants to keep you from taking risks and doing anything that could damage your ego. Again, that's why we started with that, is you want to make sure that you're overcoming that with the logical part of your brain, fighting that primal part of your brain just wants to keep you safe. Sometimes it's really important to look backwards and look at your successes and go, wait a second, I know what I'm doing. I've had some successes. I've been down this path. I've made it work before. I've closed deals. I've been successful. There's no reason I can't keep doing it. Let's go, right? Pick yourself back up and keep going. Because usually it's in those moments where you get knocked down and you're like, man, am I just bad at this? Do I even know what I'm doing? Yes. If you have those past things, yes. And just keep building that for you. And that will help with your confidence. Now, this last portion that I want to cover and what I want to talk about is the most important factor for your success, which I mentioned, which is understanding and knowing why you want to be in sales, why you want to be successful, why you want to create what you want in your life. And now this is tough for people. Most of us are conditioned, especially if you're in sales, especially if you work for a company, and then this tradition is just handed down over time. Most people are conditioned to focus on extrinsic motivations. Now, what does that mean? Extrinsic means external. In a sales environment, that means the carrot or the stick. And what does that mean? Well, the carrot is your manager saying, hey, if you close more deals this week, I'll give you $100 or I'll give you a TV. Hey, if you hit your numbers and exceed them this quarter, here's what we're going to give you. We're going to pay you this. Hey, if everyone hits this number, we're going to go and do a weekend or a happy hour or a golf trip or an evening out, whatever that looks like, right? That is the carrot. It's essentially a bribe to get you to do more. It's a reward for getting you to do more. But generally in sales, you have a compensation plan already that hopefully should be paying you to do more. If you sell 10 widgets, you get this. If you sell 12 widgets, you get this. 15 widgets, you get this. You hopefully already have a compensation plan that rewards you. When your manager or when somebody comes and says, if you sell 15, you're already getting this, but I'll also give you this, then they're trying to bribe you. They're trying to motivate you externally to do more for some reason. Either there's a business need or they want to hit some goal or that manager has a bonus at risk and somebody else isn't performing. They're trying to get everyone to be successful. And so what happens is it's external. There's nothing wrong with that. The downside with external, with the carrot, is that most people just get used to it, right? If you were a kid or if you have kids and you gave an allowance or you promised a treat, if they did something, hey, clean your room and then we'll go get ice cream, right? That's an external, extrinsic motivation. Nothing wrong with that. Next week, say, hey, clean your room and we'll get ice cream. The kid says, I got ice cream last time. What do I get this time? Right? And if you've been a parent, you know that conversation, which is like, okay, the ice cream turns into this, turns into that, turns into this, and it just keeps escalating. The problem is that most people get essentially desensitized to external motivations such that it just has to keep improving. We get used to it. Okay, I'll give you five. Like, when you're new in sales, and I've seen this with so many new salespeople, hey, the next person that closes the deal, I'll give you $5. Yay, everyone's excited. Yeah, we're going to get $5. Then the next day, all right, anybody who closes the deal, I'll give you $5. Like, I already got $5, right? Like, now I want 10, right? Because now I know it's possible. So let's raise the stakes. And so that's the challenge with it. Now, it also goes for the other side, which is the stick. The stick and the carrot and stick external, extrinsic motivations is the negative. It's the consequence. It's the one that we don't like. It's the things that we don't talk about. We don't want to deal with. In the kid example, it's the clean your room or else, right? You're grounded. I'm taking away your TV. I'm turning off the internet. I'm whatever, right? It's that negative perceived consequence that comes from not achieving something. In sales, it's usually the, if you don't hit this, we're going to have a meeting, or I'm going to put you through training again, or you're going to have to meet with HR, do a performance improvement plan. If that doesn't work, then we'll fire you. Downside with that is people also get conditioned and used to the threats and the negative, right? Especially if they're not followed through, but even if they are followed through, somebody could say, like that kid example, because we can all relate to this, clean your room or you're going to lose TV for an hour. Well, if I really don't want to clean my room, or that kid really doesn't want to do it, and they see the trade-off and they just want to put their foot down, okay, fine, whatever. I won't watch TV. I'll sit and play in my dirty room. It's fine with me. For me as a kid, my room was where all the toys were. So if there was ever a punishment, my parents wouldn't send me to my room because I was like, okay, I'll just go there. That's where all my toys are. I was like, go to your room for an hour. Okay, that sounds great. Instead, they'd be like, you know, go sit in the living room for an hour. It's like, okay, let's make it fair. But depending on what I was supposed to be doing, that might be better. Maybe I didn't want to be picking up dog poop in the backyard all day. Who knows, right? So the downside with the consequence, just like the carrot, is that it's external and it has limited power and it will be ineffective and the bar will have to be raised. The positive has to be raised over time. The negative has to be raised over time. That's the problem with extrinsic. That's how most people operate. Most people in their life are motivated by the external. It's how we are. Again, going back to this is so important. A lot of you tuning in might be thinking, dude, I thought you're going to help us close more deals. And I am. And we've got to understand what's at your core, what's going on in your head that you can control, that's on autopilot, that's there for thousands, millions of years inside of all of us that we're battling and dealing with. And again, I mentioned this earlier, remember this, put these things down, because when we talk about your potential clients, they are also human. Insider tip, they're also people, which means they have all of these things going on in their head as well. And they're probably even more on autopilot. And so you're up against a very big challenge in sales, which we will figure out. But for you, the reason why I'm focusing on this is because I want you to be motivated for your reasons. Most of us are extrinsically motivated. It happens. Do this or else. If you're doing this, it's going to be bad, right? That's where like speed limits and police giving speeding tickets come in, right? It's the stick. If you don't follow the rules, here's the consequence. Here's the trade-off, right? You got the insurance companies that are like, hey, here's a good driver discount. If you don't have any accidents, we'll give you this reward. We'll give you like lower rates or lower premiums. Great. It's the carrot or the stick. And if you are internally motivated to just be a good driver and be safe, you don't need those. You don't care about them. You don't worry about when a police officer is behind you on the freeway, because you're just doing what you should be doing and you're not worried about it. And so that's the same thing with sales. Is the key is that take what you've got, you're looking at these external motivations, the carrot or the stick. And if you're in management and leadership, this one is super important. And in fact, I have an ebook, I'll mention it right now. Email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I will send it to you. You can buy it, the Kindle version on Amazon, but I will email it to you. It's called Motivating Your Sales Team So You and They Can Win. It's a short tactical PDF ebook. Email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I'll send that to you. And that way you've got it. You can use it. There's some activities. I also have worksheets to go with that as well. And so if you want those for you and for your teams, just email me. Let me know. I'm happy to send those to you. So let's get to the alternative. So there's the external, the carrot and the stick. Then the key is that how do we go to a better place for motivating and being successful and doing what you want to do to be successful, pushing past all that fear, pushing past everything that's not working or that gets in your way. And the answer is intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic, just like it sounds, is internal motivation, which is coming from you. And that's you and what drives you.